New FM.
The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos. Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Hi, Jess. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. It's Tuesday, you know. We still got heaps of the week ahead.
Yay.
Fantastic. $400 for trivia check a bit later on if you're strapped for cash.
Always.
Always. how was your day yesterday?
I don't think anything exciting happened because I don't remember what I did. So I cleaned my oven.
Oh, that's fancy.
Disgusting. 2 years of grease and crap.
Okay, question. So is obviously you could no longer see through the glass door. Was that an issue?
You haven't been able to see through it for months.
Right. It looks like one of those like security screens that they have that they show on TV where like the criminal tries to kick through it.
That's right.
You're like, you can't see in, but you could see out if you were a roast looking out, but that's probably it.
It made taking a photo of the food for Instagram very difficult because the door was that dirty.
So now we're going to see more of your weekly cook-ups on the gram.
Aren't you excited?
I am excited.
See,
I always wonder, like, what's Jess cooking? And now I'll know.
Well, now our oven door's clean.
This is your chance to plug your Instagram. What is that? Quick.
What is it? It's Jess Rousey.
There you go. All right. So if you ever wondered what Jess's food is looking like, which a lot of people are.
I'm sure they are.
That's your chance to check it out. It's going to be a great day and a great show ahead, of course. Kiss the Ticks, of course, happening as well. So make sure you get involved in all of that and register, etc. As you wake up with the Novos now, it's 5:05 here at New FM. Tops of 20 for Newcastle, 21 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny today, 11 degrees now at Bolton Point. As you wake up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
And Jess, there's a big push to get these active kids vouchers happening again, right?
Yeah, so they're still going on at the moment. The former state government, the coalition, introduced these $100 vouchers for parents, for carers, for their kids to put towards like their sporting that they do or recreational activities that they do outside of school. And it made a huge difference for a lot of families, as we know, particularly with the cost of living. $100 is a lot of money.
Yep.
But apparently the Active Kids Voucher Program is right now being looked at by the new Labor government and could potentially face the chops. So the MPs here in the Hunter, including Upper Hunter MP Dave Lazell, is starting to push the Premier to reinstate it to make sure it does continue past June 30, past this financial year, because it has made such a huge difference for so many families.
And as well, like local clubs and businesses would get a lot out of it, because, you know, if parents are thinking about their budget very carefully, which a lot are around the Hunter.
Exactly.
They might go, you know what, we can still keep doing that activity. There's a couple of bucks in it. That's fine.
Exactly.
So fingers crossed that goes ahead.
Yes.
Now some local sports stories for us.
Yeah, so the Hunter Wildfires, who are our team in the Shoot Shield, which is the Premier Rugby Union League, they unfortunately were knocked off the top of the leaderboard over the weekend. They were beaten by Gordon 22-21. It was a very close game. The Hunter side were in the lead after the first 15 minutes. They had it locked up at 14-0, but going into the second half, everything just seemed to kind of fall apart. So the Hunter Wildfires were making quite a few mistakes, so unfortunately they were beaten. They are sitting in second position, so they're not too far behind, but they're certainly not at the top anymore. The women's side, who are playing in the Jack Scott Cup at the moment, they, however, did beat Gordon and end their unbeaten run on the women's side of things, which
unbeaten.
Is great news.
That's good. That's what you want in sport, isn't it?
Exactly.
To be unbeaten. Fantastic. Thanks, Jess. Of course, a full update at 5:30 as you wake up with Novo, Stephen and Crevo here at New FM. Tops of 20 degrees in Newcastle, 21 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny today. Right now, 11 degrees at Tanilba Bay. As you wake up with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. And on yesterday's show, Stephen gave us a bit of an update on what's going on with Kelly Clarkson.
The Novos. What's the goss?
New FM. Yeah, a bit of an update on the story you talked about a couple of weeks ago. So there was basically Kelly Clarkson got Ellen, I guess.
That's right. So people were saying, oh, the staff here are so bad to us, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So there were toxic claims of toxic workplace environment where they were underpaid and overworked. And to be fair, none of the allegations were at Kelly herself.
They were at the, like, mid-management,
yeah,
right?
And upper management, that kind of, like... Yeah, that kind of department. People were saying they were treated poorly by those above them, and we speculated there was perhaps a bit of, like, two-faced nature about these people. Perhaps they were really nice to Kelly.
That's
really
right.
Poor to those below them. Anyway, the show has addressed this, I suppose, and they're moving it from LA to New York. So
how will that help? Is it just mean all new staff because no one will move?
Well, that's it. That's, I don't know how it's going to work.
So, just cleaning house.
Well, Kelly's family's from New York anyway, so that probably spurts part of the move. But she said, I'm getting too old to work in an environment that isn't healthy and fun. I had to do that for years in meetings and working with really incredibly mean people sometimes. So I just don't want to do that anymore. I'm focused wholly on the talk show for a minute, but I'm also working on things in the background. But so she's talked about, yeah, that all the staff are going to get training, like leadership training and stuff like that as well. But honestly, it's not going to help those that were working in LA because they're not going to move to New York.
Not, no, that's the other side
that's
of
West
the country.
West Coast to East Coast.
Yeah, and if you're in show business in, you know, the States, LA is mostly where it's at. Sure, New York has a few, like, big shows that do operate out of there. But you got to think about your long-term career. Like, you might move all the way to New York to stay with the show and then... Like, you might stay there for a couple of years, and then if you want another job, you've got to move back.
So, it sounds
like... just cleaning house.
Yeah, they haven't really, I guess, addressed the problem.
No, they haven't sorted it out.
Instead, they're just kind of almost hitting the reset button. They're closing it, they're starting a new window, and they're just going to try again. So,
well,
you feel bad for those staffers who were already underpaid in LA.
Yeah, and now they've got to find another job.
Yeah,
no, but, that's not good. I don't know. I'm a bit off the boil with Kelly Clarkson. That's just my personal thing.
I don't know. I still want to see the benefit of the doubt in Kelly. I don't know.
You reckon it's not her?
I don't think it's her, but...
Time will tell. This stuff always comes out in the wash.
It does,
always
doesn't
does.
It? Yeah.
So we'll find out when they move the new show, what goes on there.
New FM.
The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos.
Oh, good morning and welcome if you're just joining us. Hello, Stephen. How are you?
Yeah, good. It's getting harder and harder to get out of bed, isn't it?
With the cold?
I reckon I've never snoozed my alarm more than I did this morning.
Do you have a little heater in your room?
Nah, I don't. So
that's the tip.
Yeah, but the cost of living, you know.
You just get a little timer thing. And then you, like, you know those ones where you can have something turn on with a timer?
Oh, yeah, okay.
You just have it turn on an hour before you get up. And then you just run it for an hour, and that is the key to getting out of bed when it gets real cold at this time of the morning.
Can you get heaters with timers on them at, like, Kmart and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Oh,
or you just the little timer, it's like a timer that plugs in the wall.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah,
like
the outlet,
$8.
AC adapter. Yeah,
that's what you want. That is the key because, God, it's going to get a lot colder. It's only the start.
I'm not looking forward to it.
You'll be right. Oh, well, of course, $400 with trivia check a little later on if you're needing some money at the moment.
We could go to a heater
or the power bills that go with it. And so much more on the show. Next, though, a debate that you started about the full English breakfast. A bit of a recap from yesterday's show. We'll get into that in just a few minutes as you wake up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo here at New FM. Tops of 20 for Newcastle, 21 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny today. Right now, 11 degrees at Swansea as you wake up with the Novo. Stephen and Crevo here on 105.3 New FM. And on yesterday's show, this went down.
And we're starting a bit of a petition to get rid of the tomato on the full English brekkie, on the cooked brekkie.
Not on my watch, we're not.
Well, this all happens after I went to East End Hub on Newey Beach. Went for brekkie on Sunday morning. And it was a lovely food. It was lovely breakfast.
I've actually been there as well. It is really good.
Yeah, but it just tomatoes taking up real estate on the plate.
It's winding me up
big time. Just use that room for an extra hash brown, a couple more eggs, you know, like just
anything,
any More beans. See, anything but the tomato.
I'm against that. I think tomato, cooked tomato, oh, there's nothing like it. I'm just thinking about it now. A little bit of Italian herbs sprinkled on there. Wow.
I think it is a polarizing addition to the breakfast, though. One that, you know, is dividing Newcastle. So let's try and, I guess, get some Newcastle callers on and see where they sit on this issue. Let's go first to Trish in Rutherford. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. When you're having your cooked brekkie, tomatoes on the plate or no?
No, I don't like cooked tomato.
No, I've heard enough.
No, you can't just cut. Oh, that's absolutely outrageous.
I can, I'm in charge of the phones. all right, Sarah's up next in Killingworth. Hey, Sarah, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Never better. Now, what are your thoughts on this? Tomato on the full English, right or wrong?
I think so, yeah. I think it deserves a spot on there, especially with some of the Italian herbs.
You're right. Sprinkle of herbs, bit of pepper and salt, happy days.
Sarah sounds like she can be swayed, but I don't think she's a passionate tomato advocate.
Oh, I sounded pretty passionate to me.
Oh, you just cut the phones
off. I've heard enough.
All right, let's go next to Rachel in Thornton. Good morning, Rachel.
Hi.
Now, tell me, do you like tomato on your cooked brekkie, or you want to see it eradicated?
No, I'm with Crevo. I agree. Definitely tomato.
Absolutely
on your breakfast.
Right. That's fantastic. Another smart, intelligent Novacastrian calling UFM.
2-1 at the moment.
2-1.
Hey?
So everything. Will this be a tiebreaker, or will I get home for a massive win once again?
All right. Melanie's our last caller. Morning, Melanie.
Good morning.
Now,
you're representing Marmong Point here.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
And I feel really bad, but there is no worse taste or texture than a cooked tomato. Replace it with mushrooms all day, every day.
Yes, big advocate of the mushroom. Get rid of the tomato. That is, Melody's on the board.
There's nothing worse.
It's just disgusting, isn't it? Like, it's just no place for it.
Tomato cooked in a sauce, like spaghetti bolognese, fine.
Oh, absolutely.
Tomato cooked, no.
Yeah, well, there you go. Okay. A big yuck from Melody.
You know what that says? We're split down the middle.
Yeah.
50-50.
We haven't helped out Novacastrian cafes at all.
Not at all. No, it's very polarising, remains polarising.
Well, there you go.
Tops of 20 for Newcastle, 21 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny today. Right now, 11 degrees at Islington as you wake up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
Now, Crevo, Chappelle Corby's on holiday in my old neck of the woods.
Oh!
So she's over in WA.
Just checking out the wine regions.
Yeah, well, that's it. She's done a few wineries. She's of course got the compulsory, I suppose, quokka selfie on Rottnest Island.
Yep.
She's doing all the typical, you know, taking photos at Kings Park, typical Perth stuff.
Oh, you've gone on a cruise, have you? On the little river. What's the river called?
Swan River. Yeah.
Thought it was, but I wasn't so confident in my answer.
But in her stay in Perth, she's also decided to visit the Frio prison. Now, you think Chappelle Corby, of all people, doesn't need to do, like, a little novelty tour of a prison. She lived in one for, like, 10 years.
Well, yeah. I mean, famously. In fact, that is what she's famous for.
Well, that's it. If she wasn't in a Bali prison for 10 years, this isn't a story. And we're not talking about it.
It's just a lady from Queensland who's gone to Perth
for a holiday. But you think of all the places, she could have just skipped the Frio prison, you'd think, right?
Yeah, Chappelle, we got a couple of things going on today, and then we go, do you want to go to the Frio prison? Yeah, let's go have a look. I want to compare and contrast.
Well, that's it. Can you imagine if you were the tour guide as well and you were touring Chappelle Corby around this prison?
You'd double take, wouldn't you?
Well, you'd just be like, well, this is how prison life works. And Chappelle would be like, actually,
you've got that wrong. No one would sit in the yard like that. It's not possible. That sort of gear.
Absolutely. But just a... Yeah, you've got to think, a really weird... And it's, as well, for those who haven't been, which I'm sure is a lot of people from Newcastle, Frio Prison is like this, it's like limestone, it's like, looks really old, but they had prisoners there till the 90s. It's not
as if it's like 100 years ago.
Most of their tourism they get at the Frio Prison is like school excursions and stuff like that. It's not like a beautiful place. No, that's it. It's not like particularly scenic, or it's used to scare kids straight normally on like a school excursion.
It's used to scare Chappelle straight as well.
Well, I mean, she could have used it probably 20 years ago.
I would have thought so. What is she doing over in Perth?
I think she's just on holiday.
Just a boogie boarding holiday. Fair enough.
Oh, dear.
You find your surf wherever you find it. You're waking up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo here at UFM.
1, 2, 3. On UFM. This is the Novos, 3 of a kind.
That it most certainly is. 3 of a kind this morning, and the prizes, they're coming out the wazoo, Crevo.
All right, get around this, right? Get your listening ears open.
If you win 3 of a kind, automatically, family pass, the Hunter Valley Wine and Beer Festival.
Oh, nice.
Coming up in June.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Plus, everyone on the air gets themselves in the draw for a Lindt Chocky Pack.
Now, this is not just like 3 chocolates on a row.
It's worth like $100 or something like that. Filled with all the favourites, all the, you know, all their most famous goodies.
The Lindt balls. A couple of them around in your mouth. It's amazing.
Oh, how long do you reckon it'd take you to get through $100 worth of chocolate?
Not long, probably.
Yeah, I reckon.
I love Lindt.
Over under a week.
Over a week, yeah, but only just.
Right, well, there you go. There's a challenge set by Crevo. Can you get through it in a week? Give us a call, 4967-405. Of course, we are playing 3 of a kind. If you are new, basically how this works is we just give you 3 things with, like, 1 linking factor between the two items.
Yep.
Between the 3 items, sorry.
Yeah.
And if you can pick what that theme is, yeah, quicker than your opponent, you get yourself the prize.
Exactly. Yep. All right, 4967-4105 if you want to play 3 of a kind up next. New FM. Tops of 20 degrees in Newcastle, 21 for Maitland in the Valley. Mostly sunny today, 11 degrees now at Cardiff as you wake up with the Novo. Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. Up next, Stephen, I'm getting on my soapbox because there's a certain type of video that just about every single influencer on the internet is doing. It's really winding me up.
They're just trying to make a dollar.
Nah, look, I've got to vent just for a minute. But right now, though, let's give away free stuff.
1, 2, 3. On New FM. This is the Novo's 3 of a kind.
Yeah, 3 of a kind. Plenty of prizes up for grabs as well, of course. For winning 3 of a kind, get yourself a family pass to the Hunter Valley Wine and Beer Festival. And everyone who gets on the air today in the draw for some Lindt Chocky as well.
Yeah, that's
Lindt
right.
Chocky pack worth about $100, they reckon. So
this
all
is
the
awesome
good stuff in there.
Indeed, indeed. Now, the way this works, we give you 3 things and you just need to figure out what is the theme between them. And then, of course, your name is your buzzer. 1 of 2, best of 3. Let's meet our contestants for this morning.
Yeah, let's go to our runner-up from yesterday. Let's go Sharon in Elmore Vale. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, guys.
How are you feeling today? A bit more confident?
I think so. I know what to do this time.
That's good. That's good.
Second time's the charm.
Life's a learning journey, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Well, let's meet your contestant, Liz in Raymond Terrace. Good morning, Liz.
Hey.
Now, you're competing for a family pass to Hunter Valley Wine and Beer Festival. What's your preferred drop of choice, Liz?
Oh, probably the wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you a red drinker or a bandit
definitely
for the white?
Red. What was definitely that? Red.
Yeah. It's coming into red season as well, isn't it? It's definitely red weather. Well, let's not muck around anymore. Let's get into it. Let's test your buzzers first. Sharon?
Sharon?
All right, Liz, let's test your buzzer.
Liz.
Yeah, good. There you go.
Strong.
Pretty strong. All right, let's get into this. Best of luck, ladies. Your first one. Thyme, basil, oregano.
Liz, Sharon.
Liz was quickest.
Oh. Herb.
They are herbs. Correct.
Correct. Well done. One on the board.
All right, next one. Birdie, Nui Fried Chicken, Mayfield West Kebab, and Charcoal Chicken.
Sharon?
Yeah.
How you going, Sharon?
Chicken Outlet.
That is correct.
Correct.
Well done.
All right, so that's one apiece.
Everything to play for here. Things are getting intense. We've got scoreboard pressure on our hands.
All right, here we go. The tiebreaker. Don't sound too excited, ladies. Come on. All right, let's go. Tiebreaker. Smith's, Lay's, Arnott's. Sharon was quickest.
Chips.
They are chips, correct.
Well done, which means you're our winner. Well done.
Well done, Sharon. So, like we said, the Family Pass Hunter Valley Wine and Beer Festival, all yours. Both you ladies go in the draw for the Lindt Chocolate Pack today as well. Can we get you back on tomorrow, Liz, though, as our runner-up?
Yeah, sure.
Fantastic. Yeah, everyone's a winner, as Stephen says. Time to check your traffic now. New FM. So it's a 20 for Newcastle, 21 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny today, right now 11 degrees at Katara as you wake up with the Novos. Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. Now, Stephen, there's this type of video. It's on Facebook, it's on Instagram, it's on TikTok.
Yep.
It's just about every single place you can get your eyeballs. And it's this one, it's like a certain format of video.
Okay.
Where a guy supposedly randomly asks somebody in the street how much they pay for rent.
Right.
And then instantly asks for a tour of the house / apartment.
Oh, so obviously it's like planned beforehand.
Yeah, but they're trying to, and this is part of the vacuous nature of this video, this type of video and this format, is they try and make you think that you've spontaneously, first of all, like, assaulted someone with this question, and then they instantly agree to take you back to their apartment for a tour. And the acting of the people who are like have the question asked to them is always so bad.
Right.
Like, oh, I suppose, yeah, come on back. Like, let's go around for a tour of my apartment, random stranger.
Well, they're not trained performers, you know?
Like, I know that, but just the whole format of the video really annoys me. So, and then first of all, they're like, oh, can I come and see your house for a tour? And then they're like, oh, sure, random stranger on the street who is also being filmed by somebody else but also holding a phone for, like, maybe for audio but for no reason. And they're like, yeah, sure, come on into my house. And then they go for a tour. And, of course, the house is perfectly clean.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Ridiculously clean. And then supposedly this is the person you've just trusted off the street, and they go around the house, and there's a couple of ways the video then goes. Either the house is ridiculously small for the amount of money they pay, and like, oh, shock horror, it's New York City.
Yeah,
you paid
a
lot of money for your tiny apartment.
Yeah.
Or it's really luxe. So they're like, oh, they've done like different versions where they do it in like Bali, for example.
Oh, but it'd be so boring if it was just, you know, a run-of-the-mill house for run-of-the-mill price.
Well, that's what I want to see. I mean, they don't even have any of those videos. And like the houses, they're either, like I said, ridiculously small or so luxurious. Like, oh, you've rented a villa in Bali with its own pool. Shock horror. That's all villas in Bali.
I've got a solution for you, Craig.
Yeah.
Just keep scrolling. You don't have to watch it. These guys are trying to make a dollar. They're, you know, trying to make a living.
Here's the thing. Even if you keep scrolling, those videos keep coming up. What is going on?
You know what, Bart? This is because you've engaged in these videos. The algorithm that, you know, it sees that you've been watching these videos for a long time. You must have enjoyed them to begin with.
Or, like, I accidentally left it running while I was looking
at the toilet or something.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That.
And then now the algorithm knows or thinks
you're obsessed with
that. They absolutely love these videos. I do not. And I know you're listening, Google, so stop it.
Right. Always listening.
Always listening. UFM.
Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Now, Crevo, don't forget trivia check this morning from 7.
How could I forget?
400 up for grabs for your Tuesday morning.
Yes, please. Heaps of money. It's very easy. Just answer one question correctly, and that $400 could be all yours.
Of course, playing from 7 o'clock, so make sure you stick by that phone.
Exactly. Next, though, how'd you hurt your back in the most, like, ridiculous ways? Because sometimes it is the smallest thing that triggers it, right? A friend of mine, basically playing with his kids, he's end up with a bad back. We'll chat more about it up next as you wake up with the Novos. Stephen and Crevo here at New FM. So it's the 20 for Newcastle, 21 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny today. 11 degrees now at Cardiff as you wake up with the Novos. Stephen and Crevo, 105.3 New FM. Now, Stephen, just yesterday I was chatting to this guy that I work with at the shop.
Uh-huh.
So he helps us with supplying some of the rugs for what we do.
Nice.
So as part of his business, he's like lifting all sorts of heavy stuff all the time, these big, heavy, handmade rugs. Anyway, I was chatting to him about his kids. Right, and he said, oh, the kids have been bugging me for ages to go to Flip Out. This is like the trampoline park thing.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, they keep saying, we've got to go, can we go to Flip Out, Dad? Come on, Dad, let's go to Flip
Pester
Out.
Pester power,
nonstop. He said, finally I caved,
yep.
Right? And he goes, it was actually pretty fun for about 2 minutes.
Oh, no.
Because as soon as I hopped on the flip-out trampolines, the first bounce, I've done my back in.
So it hasn't done his back in, lifting all his rugs, day in, day out,
all this heavy work, day in, day out, absolutely fine. First bounce of flip-out for him, done his back in. He's like, it's been like 4 days now. I'm in agony. I'm on the painkillers. It won't stop. It's an absolute disaster.
I feel like, though, dads have this, like, irrational confidence around their kids. I feel like obviously they don't stretch, they don't warm up.
Yeah.
And, like, the kid will start bouncing, be like, Dad, look how high I am.
Yeah.
And that almost becomes a competition. I don't know what it is about it, but it's almost like I can beat that, and you have to beat it straight away. You don't warm up into it.
None of that.
Get straight into
you'd
it.
Think you'd be all that heavy lifting all day. That's what would get you, you hurt your back.
You think so, yeah.
One bounce on a trampoline, he's done his back. Now, this is what I wanted to do here. 4967-4105. What ridiculous way did you hurt your back? Because sometimes it's like that. You're working on the building site all day, absolutely no worries. You get out of bed in the wrong way, oh, you've done your back, and it's that instant moment you know.
It just twinges, doesn't it?
It twinges. You go, oh, I've done it now.
I remember my mum did her back a couple of years ago brushing her hair.
See, that's
just
the sort
morning,
of thing.
You know, just like she's done every day for, you know,
yeah,
her whole life, and one morning, I don't know, back just couldn't pack it.
Well, you just, like, move in a weird way and it clicks out of place or twinges, like you said, and then you're in all sorts of trouble.
Sounds like old age. That's what that sounds. Anyway, you can exchange your stories for a Lindt chocolate pack, of course. So, Lindt and Pioneers and Chocolate, visit the new boutique at Erin Affair for a luxurious chocolate experience. Or, I mean, we can deliver you $100 worth of goodies on us.
Yeah, imagine that, $100 worth of Lindt chocolates just for your bad backstory. 4967-4105. And those chockies could be all yours. We'll get your stories on the NX. New FM. Thompson 20 for Newcastle, 21 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny today. 11 degrees now at Cardiff as you wake up with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. And we're talking, how'd you hurt your back? Because sometimes you can be working all day on the trade site, nothing happens, and then you pick up a cup of coffee in the wrong way in the morning,
yeah,
and you've done it.
That's what I'm telling you. It sounds like old age. That's what I think.
I mean, it just, yeah, this is all after my friend. He works in, like, he has to lift stuff all day, every day. Went to flip out with his kids after they pestered him for weeks and weeks and weeks. The first jump on the trampoline, he's done it. He's been out for days already.
It's so embarrassing as well. Like, doing the, like, commando crawl off the trampoline.
Because
when you hurt your back, you just...
It's so debilitating, right?
Yeah.
It's awful. Anyway, 4967-4105. We want to hear Novocastrian back hurt stories.
Gabby in Madawi, how'd you hurt your back?
Hey, guys. So this was the moment I realised I was no longer young. I bought this brand new pair of high heels. I was sitting on the ground.
Yep.
And basically, just at that moment, as I was sort of bending forward to put the heel on, I sneezed.
You sneezed?
I sneezed. And yep. I managed to put my back out. But, like, the most blinding pain for about 2 months. I couldn't really stand. I couldn't really sit. It was just, like, I've never experienced pain like that.
All from a sneeze.
That is when you're getting old.
This is the sort of thing I'm talking about. You can work all day and then you sneeze wrong and you're done. You're done and dusted. Pete's up next. Good morning, Greenkeeper Pete. How are you?
I'm fantastic, lads. How are you?
Oh, brilliant as well.
Yeah, very well. How's your back at the moment? Not nursing an injury, are you?
No, mate, but I can relate to your colleague that just rang then about, you know, putting your shoes on, you try and be quiet and sneeze quietly and you hold it in and then bang, rolling around like a bloody lost whale on a bloody beach.
Oh, dear.
Did it happen to you as well, sneezing while putting shoes on?
Yeah, because Lovey's a shift worker, so you try and be quiet, which males cannot do when they're told to be quiet.
Yep.
And you just hold the sneeze in and bang. You think you've been bloody shot, fair dinkum.
Oh, my God.
So debilitating, isn't it?
Sneezing. Who would have thought it could be so dangerous?
No, Castrians, beware.
Exactly.
Hold your sneezes in,
hey,
I suppose.
Cold and flu season is here.
Yeah, and so is back season, apparently. There you go.
Let's check your traffic now. New FM.
New FM.
Weather.
Blue skies and 12 degrees, the top today, getting down to 9 degrees tonight before another sunny day tomorrow. Right now, it's 11 degrees at Belmont, and register now at newfm.com.au to kiss the ticks for KISS, giving you the chance to win the ultimate KISS VIP experience on 105.3 New FM.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Yeah, it's smiling a jingle, isn't it? Like, you can't help but have a little boogie, have a little smile, because it means free money.
Everyone wants the cash at the moment, and $400 could be all yours by answering one question correctly.
400, if you don't mind. Real simple. Give us a call. 4967-405. Like Revo alluded to. All you got to do, you don't got to jump through hoops. You don't know, you know, like, do all the T's and C's. You just need to answer one question correct and $400 in your back pocket, if you don't mind.
That's right. We're doing it next as you wake up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo here at New FM. Stops at 20 for Newcastle, 21 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny right now, 11 degrees at Katara. So you wake up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. And up next, we'll find out about a guy who has drained an entire town's water supply just so he can get his mobile phone back that he dropped in there. Outrageous.
Indeed.
Now, though, free money.
Awesome. Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Yeah, 400 to play for on your Tuesday morning. One question between one lucky Novocastrian and that money. It is so, so easy, Creebo.
Yeah, I know. One question separates you and $400. Let's meet that lucky Novocastrian now.
Good morning. We've got Trish from Rutherford. How are you, Trish?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Oh, very, brilliant. Never better. How are you feeling today? Are you feeling confident? How's your general knowledge?
Oh, it's not too bad. It just depends what subject it is. If it's anything to do with computers and all that, I'm not real good on that. So, yeah.
All right. Okay, well, help here. The questions are generated, of course, by our bosses. We just read them out.
Now, you've got a 5-second timer here, Trish. Don't let it get in your head. Are you ready for your question?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, best of luck. What does the word polyglot mean?
Is that anything to do with flowers?
Oh, Trish. Hey,
unfortunately not. Apparently it's a person who can speak multiple languages. Have you ever heard that before?
No. I would have thought
like bilingual or something like that, but there you go.
Live and learn.
Polyglot.
Better luck next time. Of course, that means tomorrow, $425 for your Wednesday.
Just keeps climbing.
That it does. New FM. Tops at 20 for Newcastle, 21 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny today. Right now, 11 degrees at Bolton Point as you wake up with Novo, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. And we move across oceans for this next story to India, because this official who's working for the government has ordered that an important reservoir, like a big town water supply, basically.
Yep.
He said, I want that whole thing to be drained. Because he was standing next to the edge, taking a couple of selfies, getting himself, oh, look, I'm an important person near a big body of water type picture, and he dropped his phone in.
No.
So at first, he didn't go straight to that. He obviously had a little bit of sense. He ordered divers to go in chasing after the phone, right? And they went in. Okay, looking for the phone.
Are these people with all the gear, or is it someone standing next to him and he's gone, you dive in?
No, with all the gear.
Yeah, right.
Right, so he's already getting the government resources onto this.
Taxpayers' money.
Exactly. He said, jump in quick, look for my device. They looked and looked, they couldn't find it. He said, oh, I need it back. It's got sensitive government data on it.
Yeah, right.
Does it, though?
You reckon that's a cover for something else?
Yeah, I think it's got perhaps some of his personal interests and hobbies.
Incriminating evidence, hey?
But then, so, of course, the divers, they went in, they're looking around, they failed. He then said, I want you to empty this reservoir using diesel pumps. So over the next, and he must have just, like, said to the right people or, like, ordered them in a fashion that made them do it. Because over the next 3 days, more than 2 million litres was pumped out of the reservoir, enough to irrigate 1,500 acres of land during India's scorching summer. So right now they're in the middle of a drought, in the middle of the dry season. Every drop of water counts. And here's this guy going, just empty it.
Well, where does that water go?
Just down the stream. I don't know.
It can't be. They can't be doing that.
Absolutely wasted. There's a video. There's all these videos of him just sitting under this umbrella, because it's the middle of summer, right next to it, watching as the pumps run this reservoir dry, looking for his phone. Now, eventually, they empty the reservoir. All 2 million litres wasted.
Yeah.
There's his phone in the bottom.
Of course.
There it is. We'll grab that for you. There you go. And they give it back to him. Oh, it won't turn on because it's waterlogged.
Of course.
Of course it wouldn't, you idiot.
What was his plan? Like, to put it in rice or something? What did he think was going to happen?
I don't know. But now, of course, he's in all kinds of trouble because India, it's one of the most water-stressed countries on the world.
Yeah.
Like, on the planet. And there he is wasting 2 million litres of it. And they're saying, oh, he's now suspended from his job because he didn't seek formal permission to drain the reservoir. What an absolute idiot.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. How many hands did this go through? Because something like that doesn't just happen. Surely you don't just click your fingers and water starts getting pumped from this reservoir.
Well, that's the thing. How many people have stuffed this up? But obviously he's made it happen, and what an absolute peanut for doing it.
And for what? A broken phone, a brick.
Anyone could have told you, whatever's on that phone, you're not getting it back. Like, whoever even finds that phone, as if they're going to find it, is not going to be able to make it work again. What an absolute tool.
That is unbelievable.
He wins New FM's Idiot of the Month. Let's check your traffic now. New FM.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Oh, this is huge news that the Maccas on the Twin Servos is going. I mean, they're going to Coorumbong. I could get it's a growing area, but it's not going to be the same for us Novocastrians making the road trip. Now, Jess, are you a Maccas fan?
I have the chippies every now and then, but that's about it.
Yeah, because you're too healthy, and that's reasonable.
I just don't really like it.
Well, fair enough. A lot of people, though, would be mourning it.
There will be a lot of people very sad.
Because if you're there on a public holiday, good luck ever getting through the drive-thru. It's wild.
When you just want to pee.
Well, I mean, yeah, okay.
Who's going to park to go inside and pee? It takes forever.
A big lineup. Well, controversial opinion. I think Hungry Jack's is better anyway.
There you go.
Yeah, very controversial, enough. But that excites me. I think the idea of that...
It's a better alternative.
At least they try and, like, save face and sneak a little bit of salad in the burgers. At least you feel a little bit healthy.
A tiny bit.
Yeah.
The burgers, do they taste better? Yeah, I think so.
Famously, they do.
Oh, well, a lot of people will be... they've only got a couple of months left, so if you've got any road trips, squeeze them in now before they're gone.
Yeah, one last time for all time's sake, okay?
You wake it up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo here at New FM. And up next, Stephen, maybe pulling the pin on Netflix, yeah?
Yeah, they've been doing me head in. Bit frustrating, this whole password sharing debacle that's going on.
All right, we'll chat more.
Could be your time to go.
It could be time to pull the plug. Chat more about it up next on New FM. Subs of 20 for Newcastle, 21 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny today, 11 degrees now at Bolton Point. As you wake up with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
Now, Crevo, over the last couple of days, we've been talking a little bit about this Netflix debacle, I suppose. For those new, just tuning in, basically what's happened is, I guess, Netflix have changed their T's and C's. So now, but they're trying to clamp down on password sharing. And the measure they've used to do that is they're trying to link every account to, like, an IP address, which basically, like, geographically locates
where you're
allowed to be watching that account, I suppose.
That's right.
So for me, my family's from Perth. I'm obviously here in Newcastle, but we share a family account.
Which is reasonable because you're all family.
Exactly. We are family. Yeah. So, but no longer because obviously we don't live in the same. They're trying to sting you an extra like $8 a month or something like that to add a second location or.
Classic Netflix. They're always just trying to grab your money with no added benefits.
Just rubbing people the wrong way as well.
Yeah.
Like, just been going downhill for the last couple of years. And unfortunately, I think this might be the straw that's broken the camel's back. I just can't justify the price anymore.
Are you going to pull the plug on Netflix?
I think I'm going to pull the plug on Netflix. I don't think I'll be the only one as well, but before I let it go, I just want to make sure I've got the most out of the app, you know, out of the streaming service.
I understand.
So if this is where I want Nova Cashrian's help, 4967-4105. If you think there's something that is must-see television, I suppose, on Netflix that perhaps I would have missed.
Okay.
Recommend it. And you can trade that recommendation, of course, for a Lindt chocolate pack, which is pretty handy.
Just for calling the show, everyone that gets it, goes in the draw for these amazing Lindt chocolate packs, worth like $100 worth of Lindt chocolate. And let me, for me, Lindt chocolate is the best chocolate. Better than any other.
It's top tier, isn't it? And perfect for if you are binging Netflix or something
like
that.
Just knock some of that back. So, what areas of TV / movies are you into?
I'm into, like, really into whodunits.
Okay.
I think, like murder mystery type
that stuff sort of thing.
Really excites me. Obviously, I have a bit of a passion for sports. So, like, sport kind of docos or series excite me as well. True crime.
All right. All that sort of thing.
Comedy as well is probably the last one. It's something that you can turn your brain off as well and sit down and watch, because there's always a place for that.
All right. 4967-4105. Couple of things here. Firstly, if you can help Stephen out with things he should watch before he switches off Netflix once and for all. And secondly, are you going to pull the pin as well?
Yeah, surely I'm not the only Novacastrian going through this. Well, what, you have Netflix, right?
Yeah, and my wife, Emmy, shares it with her brother, family, right? And they're now they're blowing up about this. We were last night talking about pulling the pin on this whole situation because it's just too much money, and there's other streaming services out there.
Yeah.
So, 4967-4105, are you going to get rid of Netflix, and what should Stephen watch before his plan runs out in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, that's it. Help me out.
We'll take your calls next, and you could win yourself the free Lindt chocolates. New FM. Tops at 20 for Newcastle, 21 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny today, 11 degrees now, Islington, as you wake up with the Nova. Stephen and Crevo at 105.3 New FM.
Now, Crevo, I think I'm going to pull the pin with Netflix.
Mm.
I think I've had enough of their shenanigans, their tomfoolery. Basically, this whole password debacle which they put in. For those just joining, the crux of the situation, I guess, is they've decided to attach every account to, like, an IP address, which, like, geologically locks you.
So essentially, if you've got family somewhere else, they can't be on the family plan. It doesn't work. That's what you've got. Your family's in Perth.
But even you say somewhere else, it could be the street next to you.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, it doesn't have to be. Like, mine's obviously an extreme case. But if you live in neighbouring suburbs, it's still not going to have that same locked IP address, which means you're not going to be able to use the same Netflix account.
And Emmy's got a brother in Sydney.
Yep.
Can't watch it now. And you know what? Furthermore, for us, we've got a complex web of password sharing between different things so we get every streaming service.
Which I think is not uncommon. No, I feel like most people would be doing that.
I know it's not quite right, but a lot of people are doing that. Yeah. Trade this for that and suddenly you've got them all. Sweet.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, though,
you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours type situation.
That's right. I'm thinking of pulling the pin, but there is a lot of good shows on there, so I'm not quite sure. I'm on the fence at this point.
Yeah, I think it's on its last legs, but before it goes,
what should you watch?
I want to try and get the most out of the streaming service before I pull the pin. So let's get some, recommendations from Novacastrians. We'll start with Mel in Morissette. Good morning, Mel.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thanks. How's yourself?
Oh, not too bad.
Now tell us, what's the situation? Are you thinking about pulling the pin with Netflix?
Well, I'm actually thinking my son had Netflix, and yeah, and a lot of my friends have got it. And I had one that told me about a really good series.
What series would that be?
I'm actually going to join up. It's called Lennox Hill.
Oh, okay.
I haven't heard of it.
Neither have I.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of it either. But I did a bit of a research and looked up what it was about. And it's like a medical series.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
A bit of drama in there. And, that doctor has an affair.
And all that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay.
So in your situation, you're thinking about joining, but, you know, in the past you could have just grabbed your password off your son, yeah?
That's right. And now I can't, and I don't know whether I want to actually, deal with all the dramas.
Yeah, so much drama. And you know what? I don't think you should overall.
It's hard, isn't it? And there'd be a lot of Novocastrians in that same boat. Have you watched some of this show beforehand? Like, have you had a bit of a teaser, Mel, or are you going in blind?
No, well, I'm kind of going in blind. I've had a little bit of a review. I've read a bit of review on it.
Yeah, it looks good.
I haven't actually watched anything.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, there we go. Some people thinking about, I think Netflix is in a lot of trouble for doing this.
Yeah.
One show I'd recommend before you wrap it up for them, Lupin. Have you seen that?
No. Give us a quick synopsis.
It's basically this guy who lives in France.
Uh-huh.
And he goes around and he does like sort of his own secret agent work.
Oh, okay. Like a private investigator type.
Sort of, yeah. But then, you know, it's quite dramatic and he has his whole life as a secret. He's sort of like a French Batman type situation.
Right,
very
okay.
Cool show. Well worth watching.
We say all this as if we're going to get rid of, you know, watch this before I get rid of it, but mark my words, Netflix will backflip. Give them a month, they'll backflip.
Well, let's all disconnect so that they actually do it. Let's check your traffic now. New FM. Stops at 20 for Newcastle, 21 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny today, 11 degrees now at Georgetown as you wake up with the Novo. Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
Now, what's the goss up next? And if you remember Ollie from the latest series of Maths Australia.
Yeah. Yep, yep.
His TikTok's been blowing up recently because he's calling out the mainstream media. He's calling out the tabloids for manipulating interviews, coming up with funny clickbait titles, and he's kind of like revealed his side of the interviews and then what the title is that they've gotten, and that some pretty funny distortion.
That's pretty good. All right, so we'll get into that next. Now, though, we move just south of Newcastle to Sydney, down the M1, to this guy who's in a lot of trouble at the moment because this is all allegedly at this point. He's alleged to have captured an ibis, right?
And then, the old bin chicken.
The old bin chicken. And then attempted to cook it.
Really?
Yep. So this is what, all alleged, that he put the animal in a backpack and rode a stolen bicycle to his apartment in South Sydney. And then, went on to attempt to cook the poor thing.
No, really?
Now, in Queensland, it's actually legal to eat these things. Eat the ibises.
Surely wouldn't be desirable,
but wouldn't have thought so. But I guess maybe the word chicken is confusing to some people.
Yeah, but that's true. Cost of living through the roof.
Oh, God.
Times are tough.
Well, just to be clear, in New South Wales, you cannot eat them, right?
And nor should you.
Nor should
even
you.
Even if it was legal.
Ridiculous, right? Anyway, of course, the news outlets straight onto this. And here's the first bit of the story.
Where others see an ugly menace, Tom Quash saw a tasty meal.
Did it taste any good?
I don't know, I haven't tried it yet.
How are you going to cook it?
I just boil it up with fish sauce, something like that.
Wow.
Boil it up. He's even thought about the seasoning.
It sounds like he's had experience with this in the past.
It feels like he does, without knowing for sure.
Yeah, obviously that's all alleged.
Yeah, at this point, 100%. Now, of course, he's gone to court and they've gone, you can't do this. And then they've also put some like demands on what he needs to do to stay out on bail, basically.
Yeah, okay.
Here's how the situation's unfolded.
Another submission that counted in Quash's favour for bail was that in Queensland, it's actually legal to eat bin chickens. You going to leave the bin chickens alone now?
Yeah, definitely. I'm not going to touch nothing no more.
Police can check on him up to 3 times a week to make sure he's lost his appetite for bin chickens.
The coppers. All right, come on, it's your Wednesday check-in. We just want to look around your apartment, mate. Make sure you don't have any ibises tucked away.
I love how the news outlets call it a bin chickens.
I know.
Like, I think that's so good. That's to be fair, from that audio, it does just sound like he's a bit confused.
A little bit.
Like, it just does sound like he's a bit like, what's the hoo-ha about? Like you said, it's legal in Queensland.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you know, maybe he looked up Queensland law by mistake. But either way, leave the poor ibises alone. They're just trying to live their lives.
Imagine a strip search of your house for an ibis. That's unreal.
You got the ibis. Check the cupboards, boys. Check the cupboards.
You just hear squawking from the drawers.
What's that? Check in the drawers quickly. Let's check your traffic down. New FM.
This is magic, so quit while you're on top.
This is New FM's Kiss the Ticks for Kiss.
Yeah, how cool is this, Karevo?
Unbelievable.
All week, we're basically hunting. We're on the search for Newcastle, I guess, most passionate Kiss fans.
That's right. It's a once-in-a-lifetime, an extremely, unbelievable experience that you can win. It's not just tickets. You're getting the backstage access. You're getting to meet the members of Kiss.
Photo opportunities, rubbing shoulders with them, and, of course, it is their final show in Australia. So you can't wait for next time, you know? You gotta do it now. You gotta seize the moment.
That's right. So you register online, newfm.com.au, and then you could be getting one of these tickets on the wall, which means you got to lock lips with it, and the person that can last the longest wins this unbelievable money can't buy, money can buy, but very expensive experience.
Well, should we, I guess, see our potential first ticket on the wall?
Yeah, let's do it.
We've got Annie in Argentina. Good morning, Annie.
Good morning. How are you going?
Very well, thanks. How's yourself?
Very good, thank you.
Now, are you a bit of a super Kiss fan?
Oh, I'm a big, big fan. I don't know about super, but I'm a really big fan.
Okay, so have you ever watched them before in concert? What's your situation?
So I went to two of their concerts last year.
Yep.
Two.
I liked them so much that I had to drive up to the Gold Coast for the next one.
So what, you drove what, like 6.5, 7 hours or whatever up to the Gold Coast to go see him?
Yeah, they were awesome.
That's a pretty impressive effort.
But you're not a super fan, apparently. You just
drive 8 hours just to see them for a couple of hours.
Yep.
Well, we've got, obviously, chance to win this once-in-a-lifetime experience. Do you think you can out-endure, outwit, outlast your opponents? Do you think you could Kiss the ticket for longer than anyone else?
I sure do. I can pucker up for a long time.
All right. Well,
sounds like you've had some experience before, Annie.
We'll leave that there. But what we are going to do, Annie, is give you a ticket on the wall. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, that's great. Well, congratulations. I mean, it's just the first step in the journey, if you will.
But start practicing, you know, start warming up, start getting ready, you know, some practice runs at home because, yeah, when it comes to time, fingers crossed, you can outlast everyone else.
Oh, I will do everything I can to win this.
Oh, fantastic. That's like the can-do attitude that you need for this. Now, if you want to be like Annie and get a ticket on the wall, register now, newfm.com.au, and you could be joining in this amazing opportunity. New FM. Tops of 20 for Newcastle, 21 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny today, 11 degrees now at Merriweather as you wake up with the Novo. Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. Now, time now for What's the Goss?
The Novos. What's the Goss? UFM.
Yeah, now, I teased it just before, but you might remember Ollie from Maths Australia this last season. So yeah. He was married to Tani, and they're still together. One of the...
A larrikin, really, wasn't he?
He was. And he's taken that larrikin spirit, and he's, used that, implemented it on social media, of course, with a TikTok account. And he's gone on a bit of a... He's attacking you and I suppose.
Yeah, right.
Not you and I specifically, but mainstream media. So he's
interesting.
He's gone and posted a couple TikToks, which I guess are revealing how he reckons the interview went behind the scenes with these tabloids, and then the headline they've come up with.
The clickbait headline, basically.
Yes, so basically the ridiculous titles they've come up with. So the first one is taking a bit of a dig at New Idea magazine, I suppose. Now, apparently New Idea asked him, are babies on the card yet for you and Tani? Which he replied, no way, not yet, you know, too soon.
Right.
And they followed on with, well, if you were to have a baby, what were you to call them? And he said, don't know, haven't really thought of it. Maybe I'd go with Bobby. Now, the headline they've run, New Idea, is a picture of him next to Tani with the title, Baby Bobby on the Way. That is outrageous, right?
That is full on.
If that's true.
Classic New Idea.
Massive accusation. Now, it gets better, right? Because he's then gone and had a crack at Perth Now, which is like a publication from my neck of the woods.
Yeah, over
back
west.
Back in West Australia. And basically Perth Now asked him, anything crazy happened at your wedding? He replied, funny story actually, I found out my second cousin, who I've never met, is actually marrying Tani's sister. So a bit of small world, this is crazy, right? Yeah. Now, the headline they've run, this is outrageous, right? This is quote, this is what they've run. Kissing cousins. Maths couple discovers they are related.
Oh,
that is the title they have run. That is unbelievable.
You know what, though? That just shows they'll do anything clickbait just to make people get those few extra eyeballs on their article, won't they?
Surely you have, like, cause to sue there, surely.
I would have thought
kissing
so.
Kissing cousins, that is like.
That's pretty full on as an accusation, isn't it?
Yeah, that's, look, I'm not really sure about that. But anyway, in other news, another, I guess, regretful story. Matt Damon's opened up recently about his biggest regret in his acting career.
Okay.
Apparently offered a role on Avatar. Turned down. So one of the, like, highest grossing movies of all time.
Yep.
He's gone, oh, not worth my time, probably won't be, you know.
It's a bit weird, this couple.
Yeah, that's it. He's read the script, he's gone.
Oh, bunch of blue people on another planet? Don't think so.
Not really sold on it. I think I'll give this one a pass. Turns out to be, yeah, one of the, I guess, highest grossing films of all time.
That's the thing with Avatar, right, though? If you told somebody who had never heard of it, never seen it before, what it was about, they go, that sounds like rubbish.
Well, I've never seen it.
Yeah,
I've
right.
I've never seen the film. And stuff putting me off is, one, it sounds like such an odd concept. And two, movies shouldn't be longer than 2 hours. They just shouldn't, should they?
That's a Stephen rule. Absolutely not.
I don't have the attention. I've grown up in the TikTok generation. I can't sit for 2 hours.
Fair enough. And hey, you're probably one of the very few people on this planet and all of Newcastle has not seen any of the Avatars. Let's check your traffic now. New FM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
So last night, Stephen,
yep.
I had kind of a ridiculous night.
How so? Elaborate.
9:30 PM rolls around with Emmy and I just watching TV, just chatting.
9:30's bedtime, Crevo.
And then because we have a shop full of antiques and furniture and stuff,
uh-huh.
We're always changing our furniture just
right,
for fun.
Yeah,
like,
yep.
You get a new table in. Oh, that's a cool table. Let's have that for 6 months or whatever.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's fun. And then last night we just sort of been discussing. And we talked about, oh, I've got this new couch in.
Right, okay.
Should we just swap it with ours?
Well, and at 9:30 at night, you decided to swap the couch.
Yep, so we loaded up the couch into the van and took it to the shop, because it's only like 5 minutes drive.
Yeah.
Right? Took it to the shop, got the old couch out, put it in place, ready to load the new couch in. And we looked at it and went, I think we like the old couch. Load it back in and took it
what
back home.
What a waste of time.
We stood there and we looked at it. We're like, nah, back to the old one.
Who was the first one to breach that? Like, oh, I don't think I like it as much as I thought.
My wife, Emmy.
Yeah, she was the brave one, hey?
Yeah.
Even if I didn't like it, I think I'd be like, yeah, okay.
We're done now.
Yeah.
We're locked in now. Are you waking up with The Novos, Stephen and Crevo here at New FM? Tops of 20 for Newcastle, 21 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny today. 11 degrees now at Cohaiba as you wake up with The Novos. Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. Now, Stephen, this story out just this morning about this people that went into a park, right, at the weekend, and they saw in the park this note on 3 of the picnic tables, right?
Right,
the note said in capital letters, reserved for a birthday party. Please respect the space we've set aside and do not use our tables. This is for a 4-year-old's party. Don't be the one to mess it up. Thank you.
No.
Well...
Not on.
Why do you say that?
Well, it's a public park, right?
Yeah, it is.
First in, best dressed.
Yeah, but what you got to realise, Stephen, is at the moment, times are tough, right? So not everyone is rich enough to afford to be able to reserve a restaurant, say, for a 4-year-old's birthday party. So nip down the park, couple of tables, just hold those tables. Like, you sit anywhere else you want, just these 3 tables, so that the little 4-year-old can achieve his dream and have a nice little birthday party.
You're not gonna pull up my heartstrings. I just don't care. Honestly, it's a non-care factor. Get there early. If you want to reserve it, get there early. It's the same as people who chuck, like, towels over the pool chairs when you go, like, when you're away at a resort or at a hotel. they, you know, get up nice and early, throw their towel on, and then go back to sleep. No good.
Oh, that's so, I don't think it's the same. I think this is, because those are usually, you know, entitled old people. This is just a little four-year-old who just wants to have a little birthday party in the park. Mum and dad just trying to do their best, you know, hard-working parents, and they just put aside three tables and job done.
God, you know how to spin a story, don't you? You just know how to twist it and manipulate it. At the end of the day, they have no right. It's because where do you draw the line then? It's like, say, the new iPhone's coming out.
Yeah.
And people are camping out the front. You're going to go camp out the front of the Apple store, and you see a note there. This spot reserved. I'll be back tomorrow at 8:55.
Nah, that's not the same.
How is it not the same?
This is for a little kid, 4 years of age, and I don't want to be the one to destroy a child's happiness.
Bring a picnic rug. You can sit on the floor like that. You've got, if it's that important to you, you'll get there first and you'll get there early and you'll set it all up.
Okay. Well, I think we need to get Newcastle's opinion on this because you and I, we're at loggerheads
on this. I'm really upset about how you try and twist this and manipulate this. It's ridiculous.
4967-4105. Your team, Stephen. The kids, don't worry. Who cares about the kids' birthday party? Or your team, Crevo. A couple of tables in a park. Who cares? Just let them reserve it so they can, you know, have the four-year-old's birthday party.
And, of course, for your opinion on 4967-4105, we're giving away Lindt chocolate packs, like worth $100 here. So Lindt Pioneers in Chocolate. Visit the new boutique in Erin Affair for a luxurious chocolate experience. So you can get yourself all those goodies just for sharing your opinion. Are you team Crevo and you're just pro-anarchy? Or are you team Stephen, you know, and you respect the laws of this world?
All right, New FM. Tops of 20 for Newcastle, 21 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny today, 12 degrees now at Carrington as you wake up with the Novo. Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. And Stephen, we're debating whether or not it's okay to basically reserve a couple of park benches for a kid's birthday party. Busy weekend, often all those benches get taken up. The note said, this is for a four-year-old's party. Don't be the one to mess it up. Thank you. And that was it. They said, just leave these three park benches so we can come down here and celebrate our little kid's fourth birthday.
Nah, where do you draw the line? That's my problem with this. Well, you know, do you start putting a note on, this is reserved 10:30 in four Saturdays' time? Please don't be the one to take this table. You know, do you have to start booking these tables months in advance?
Is that your biggest
years
problem?
Years in advance. It's just at a public park.
It's just a four-year-old. They just want to have a little party. And, like, you know, times are tough. Not everyone can afford to book out fancy restaurants like Scratchley's or something on the water.
Oh, look, the problem is the four-year-old isn't really the issue here, but is my whipping boy in this situation, because it is representative of a larger problem, of a larger entitled problem, I think, in society.
Jeez, okay. Going broad. Anyway, let's go to the phones and see. Let's get Newcastle's temperature on this whole situation, okay?
We'll start first with Joan in Maitland. Good morning, Joan.
Good morning.
Now, where do you sit on this debate? What do you think?
I'm with Stephen.
Thank you very much. It's just not on, is it?
No. You don't know, like, number one, you don't know if it is actually a four-year-old's birthday. The four-year-old's not going to remember it in years to come. He's going to be at the park playing anyway. And it's just, I mean, personally, if it was me, I would have picked up the paper and ripped it up and threw it in the bin and went, hey, there was no paper here at all.
Yeah, the wind blew it away. Didn't see anything. Yeah.
So now you're lying as well, Joan, is it?
No, if they say to me about where there was a paper here, and I go, well, there wasn't when I got here.
Yeah, right. So you wouldn't tell them that you ripped it up, but you would do it.
But I would do it because, who reserves stuff like that these days?
I agree. A lot of entitled people in society these days. So Joan on my side.
One
there.
For Team Stephen. Let's play for round two here.
All right. Let's go Chloe, also in Maitland. Good morning, Chloe.
Good morning, guys.
Where do you sit on this debate?
I'm Team Steve.
Yes.
Another one. So you reckon you can't reserve, like, a little table for a four-year-old's birthday?
No, I don't think that's right. First in, best dress. Because what if, little kid turning one wants to have a party? The four-year-old's already had three other parties.
Yeah, that's it. What about the one-year-old? Sorry. What about the one-year-old, Crevo?
Another 5 years. The first-year-old kid needs to have a party. It's his first birthday.
There you go.
Therefore, you can't leave notes. on a bench. No way.
Shouldn't the parents of the one-year-old have planned it a bit better and maybe put their own note down there?
No, because there should be no note at all. There should be best in first dress.
Don't let him wind you up. He's a little stirrer and he's got no common sense. I'm glad to see there is some common sense across the Hunter, though. We'll finish this up with Andy in Weston. I can't believe morning,
it's
Andy.
A whitewash.
Morning.
Where are you sitting on this debate?
So it was my son's first birthday last year, and I got there 3 hours early to reserve a table because I wanted that one, and everybody should be doing the same thing. You can't do it, but I did have a friend tell me that you go the night before and you put some caution tape around the actual table, and then people are like, "Oh, I can't touch it."
Oh, so, that's cheeky.
Where did you get the caution tape from? Just for any Novocastrians who want to do this.
I'm sure you can find it anywhere. Like maybe a cheap shop, maybe.
Yeah, right. Is that where you got it?
No, I didn't do that.
No, Andy got there 3 hours early. Andy's, you know.
Caution tape up.
Andy's an upstanding citizen, and we won't take this slander. Not on Andy's name, not on mine either.
But it does, Andy, it does sound like you're into the idea a little bit.
Hey, if they went down there and did it, I totally would have, taken them up on it.
That old chestnut.
Heard that before. I reckon I've heard that before.
I'm taking that as Andy doesn't want to admit to it, but she loves the idea.
You know what? You could have Andy. Still 2-1 in my favour. So
it's a win for you this morning, Stephen. Well done.
It's also a win for Mel in Morissette this morning. Won herself a goodies pack from Lindt, of course. Lindt Pioneers in Chocolate. Visit the new boutique at Erin Affair for a luxurious chocolate experience. So $100 worth of chockies going your way. How good's that?
I think it's even more. Amazing. And Lindt Chocolate's the absolute best.
It's pinnacle, isn't it? It's top tier.
Now, of course, we also want to remind you, if you wanting to win the KISS experience, the only way to do it, you've got to register to start with, right? So get on newfm.com.au, get those registrations in, and you can win that amazing KISS experience.
Of course, taking on Annie, who was our winner this morning.
She got a ticket on the wall.
There's
first
nine
one.
Tickets remaining, though.
That's right, I know. All to play for. So make sure you get on there and register. That is us done and dusted for today. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.
See you then.